T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Couple of big market changers potentially today.
Yeah, it's a very interesting day on the horizon here on Wall Street. Jamie Meredith, what's going on?
Hey guys, lots of things going on. After Monday's big drop, the markets recovered a bit on Tuesday as stimulus hopes are renewed despite the passing of the negotiation deadline imposed by House Democrats. Senate leader Mitch McConnell is pushing, however, for the White House to not agree to a stimulus deal before the election. This sent European and Japanese stocks lower overnight as lack of stimulus progress, but also worries about the ever-increasing coronavirus outbreaks dropped shares. Housing data out yesterday was mixed. Housing starts improved, but not as much as expected. But looking forward, though, housing permits had a big jump, beating expectations. The Fed's beige book is out today, which provides an update on the Fed's take of the state of the economy. Weakness in the futures this morning is unsurprising, as the markets are frequently cautious ahead of this release. Netflix subscribers missed the mark yesterday, sending shares tumbling more than 5%, while the Justice Department finally files its long-awaited antitrust lawsuit against Google. Concern is over an exclusive search deal between giants Google and Apple. Surprisingly, shares rose 1% yesterday, and futures are up another 0.5% today. Well, the broad market just turned positive on futures, but essentially flat. Dow futures are up 7 points. S&P futures are up 4 points. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings at 9:30.
Jamie, have a great day. We'll talk to you in the morning.
You too. We'll talk to you in the morning, gentlemen.
Your Money and You Morning Report with Heffron Tillotson, Senior Vice President Jamie Meredith.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.